Hey Tammuz, Monday the 11th of July, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Karnofsky, Kovod Kabrios.
So it was a chizuk for me to come see how the regulars are here. Start off the day in Torah way, wanting to hear some different chizuk, some words of inspiration. As it's just been mentioned, the title of today's shiur is Kovod Habriyos. How do we look at other people? How do we respect other people? How do we regard other people? And at the same time, as perhaps as a result of that, sometimes how we look at ourselves. We all know that Maaseh HaDibros, it's 10 Dibros, 10 Tzivuyim. The first five pertain, the first five are Ben Odom Lamokim, Emunah, not speaking, saying the Rebbeinu's word in vain, name in vain, Shabbos Kibbud Aveim, and the second five of Ben Odom Chaveiroi, Lissitzach, Lissinach, Lissigzoi, Lissachmoid, Sanavrecho. First five of Ben Odom Lamokim, mitzvahs which apply us to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and the second five of Ben Odom Chaveiroi, to mankind. So generally one assumes it's taka two in yonim, but it's two halves of a whole. You can't have one without the other. Someone that perfects himself in one chelik and not in the other chelik is lacking. They say the Chofetz Chaim said, he gave a moshul, you've got an esrig. On one side of the esrig, like altogether, it's a clean esrig, it's a beautiful giddel. On the other side there's a big spot or a hole there, big black spot. So you don't see one half is gewalted without some weakness in the other half. The whole thing is a passless. It creates a tree in everything. Share with you a story which I once had with the Diyav Uvda. I was once fundraising now which at this point from which most of it was for probably the Gates of Tekel, I think, at the time. So I went to Yid at the West End. I was there, never there in his house Shabbos to know how careful he was, what his deep to kamitzis and Shabbos was. I got the impression it wasn't as gewaltig. At that time, there was a big business scandal going on with Hamish Yid and Leiter. Achil Hashem. So I walk into him, it says like this, it's all in the papers. He says, how can you allow such a thing? From a Yidden, Erlich Yidden, and not Erlich in their business handling, in their business dealings. You probably, when it comes to Shul, you machabed them, a Mizrach, a Shishi, a Chil Hashem. There's no answer to such a question. It's 100% right. You want to let him get away with it. And the Chagat Siyat and Ishmael Rishas Maisa. So I told him like this, in our Torah, in the Maaseh HaDibros, there's two halves, Ben Odom Chaveiroi and Ben Odom Lamokim. One without the other is no good. So I asked him like this, I threw a question at him, why do you look down on someone that keeps Ben Odom Lamokim, neglects Ben Odom Chaveiroi, why do you look down on that person any more than someone that neglects Ben Odom Lamokim and keeps Ben Odom Chaveiroi? We're all guilty of the same thing. Whether he understood exactly what I meant, I don't know, he didn't throw me out. But it's not an answer, but often we're guilty of the same thing. We're makbid on certain mitzvahs, we neglect other chalukim of Torah. We're makbid on much more, sometimes makbid on by modal lamokim, not by modal chaveirai. So generally one learns it's two separate in yonim, but it's all the same. Zobel Rabbeinu Shem that gave us these mitzvahs, gave us those mitzvahs. Well, mainly that's why we've got to be makbid on everything, otherwise there's something lacking in our Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But I think the area of Vinon Lechaveri covered that Brius goes much deeper than that. We find as well that there's a klal in the Gemara in a few places in Shas. Godel covered that Brius Shadech Leisa Shabbatayda. Self-respect of a human being is Deich Leisa Shabbatayda. The Gemara, the Havman, wants to say any Leisa, say the Gemara just says Leisa Sur. But there's an element, there's an Indian of Godel covered that Brius. What does it mean, covered up rings? There's a mission in others. Reb Leza Medoya Ime, Kalam Chalas HaKodshin, your profane Kodshin, your Mavazes HaMoedes, Mefibrisa Shal Avrom Avinu, Malbe Pnei Chavei Barabim, the fifth one, Ein Lechelet Lein Mapo. What does it mean, Mechalas HaKodshim? You'll take Kodshim and you'll be Matama. Whether it's Truma, whether it's Kodshim, you won't be Shayim Batara. You'll take your carbon, it'll be Pigle, it'll be Nayasa Tome, you'll make it possible. Mechalas HaKodshim. What's Mevazes HaMoedis? If you Shayim learn Mevazes HaMoedis, you despise a Moed Yontif. It means, on Chayim Moed, you're Noeg Chayim. You don't give it its covered of Achil Ashtia or the Big Day Yom Tov or the Not Big Day Chayil. That's Mevazet Samoedis. So the first thing is that we see that the Indian of Mevazet, to be Mevazet something, doesn't necessarily mean you bashmutz asach, you abuse it. Which is similar to the word of Mevazet, abuse. It means not to give it its necessary chashivas, it's called a bizoyin. Something which deserves respect, and you don't give it that honor and respect which it deserves, is a bizoyin. Mevazet Samoedis. Chazal learned from the pesuk, in Shpah Shlach Lechot Dvar Hashem Bozo, you've despised, you've been mevazet Dvar Hashem, someone that can ef shalasev ein oisik. Because it's also Dvar Hashem Bozo. But even someone that learns, but you could learn more, ef shalasev batoyev ein oisik, he could learn Torah and he doesn't, is over the Issa of Dvar Hashem Bozo. I'm not machshiv enough Torah. If I would be machshiv Torah, I'd use more time to learn Torah. So the Indian of Bizoin is loved after you abuse it, you bashmutz the zach. You call it names. You'll disgrace it. But not being machshiv, a dover kodesh, already comes under the heading of Dvar Hashem Bozo. So Mechalas HaKodshim means I actually take Kodshim and I make it Tome, I make it possible. Mevazes HaMoedis are at this stage more than that. I mean Mevazes HaMoedis, I don't give Chol HaMoed the respect it deserves, whether Achil Ashti or the Malbush, that's Mevazes HaMoedis. Mei Fabrisa Shal Avrom Avinu, I don't keep Bris Mila. What's Malbim Pnei Chavei Barabim? So Tosfos Yom Tov, on that Mishnah, says, where's the Mekor? Malbim Pnei Chavei Barabim. Chalas HaKodshim, Umavazas HaMoedis, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that's part of Dvar Hashem Bozo. The Dvar Hashem means the words of the Rabbein Shalem, Mitzvah Hashem, concepts of Kedusha, Dvar Hashem Bozo. Whether it's Kodshim, whether it's articles of Kedusha, whether it's Zmanim of Kedusha, it's Dvar Hashem Bozo. Where's the Mekor of Malbim Pnei Chavei Barabim, Eilechei Eil Mabon? Says the Tosfos Yom Tov, lean near, it's also part of Dvar Hashem Bozo. Why is it Dvar Hashem Bozo? So he says in one pshat, Vayoyime Elohim, Nase Odom B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. The Rabbein Shalem said, let's create man. B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu, B'Tzalem Elohim also says Odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, B'Tzalem Elohim. However, we understand the concept of Tzalem Elohim, the Rabbein Shalem says, Eino Guf. Tzelem Elohim, we've got some similarity to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In Midas, in Anhogis, we've got a neshama, and it reflects itself in the external beauty of a person. Tzelem Elohim, many psukim, there's a few psukim that say Tzelem Elohim. So if a person's malbim pnei chavei barabim, he's over the aver of Dvar Hashem Bozo. Because we have to look at the human being, we look at its external. We're very much chitzonistic attack of people, we look at the external.
But the truth of the matter is, a person embodies a Tzelem Elokim, and Mamela, when I don't give a summon, it's his necessary covet, it's Dvar Hashem Bozer. I've taken the Dvar Hashem, some to the Rebbein Shem is Machshiv, I've taken something to the Rebbein Shem created, and the Rebbein Shem used the words of Nase, Odom, the Tzalmeni, people who say no, and I don't give him covet, I'm Malv, Lechavim, the Rabbi. So it says the Tosfos Yontif that Hamal Pnei Chavei Barabim is also included under this umbrella, under this concept of the Dvar Hashem Bozer. It gives us a totally different perspective on Kovod HaBritz. Why am I mashma person? Why not even Kovod? I respect him for what he stands for what he is. For his pnimius, for his selam alikim. There's a Rashi in Pashki Seitze. Rashi says, if someone's chayv mitzvahs bezdin, you hang him up. But the son's nivlos aloi, don't keep him there overnight. Ki kilas alikim tolu. So Rashi says, it's a zilzel for the melech. Rashi brings a moshel over there, the twins. And one of them was very mekuv l'malchus. He was close to the king, the other one was Chai Misa, and you hang him up so people will mistake him as being the one that's Makur Lamalchus, the preserving for the Melech. So the same is that we've got the Tzelem Elokim, so it's as if the Tzelem Elokim is hanging there. So we say, Akhvalti Gazah, the person Makur Misa is best. Pastor wants his hand, his Misa is at his Kapora. It's also a Pachinah for Kilus Elokim. Kilus Elokim Tony, you'll be Mazalton in the Kvodish of Melech. Malvin Pnei Chavei Barabim is the worst type of punishment, worst type of design you can do to a person. But we've got to learn from that on a much finer detail, on a much deeper inyan. The inyan of Kovod HaBriyos is a Tzelem Elokim. Basically, this whole musig, this whole concept is a medrash. It's a medrash at the end of Parashat Bereishis. We all know that Rabbi Kiva said Zeklal Godel Bataida. Zeklal Godel Bataida. V'havta Reicha Kameicha, like fellow man as yourself. Treat him with the respect. The Rambam says, practically speaking, in Rambam Hilchos Deos, was in V'havta Reicha Kameicha, it's very difficult to tell a person, like him like yourself. The Rambam says, what's the practical application of this deal? Lochas al Kvaitai. Protect him, honor him, speak praise about him, look after his money, treat him with the same respect that you treat yourself. So the Medrash says, I might have thought, what happens if someone doesn't care about his own covet? Perhaps he doesn't have to care about someone else's covet. So if it's just mitzad, I might have thought in the case where I don't care about myself, I don't care if someone's mavaz me, I can be mavaz him. Agav, I never understand Pshat in this Medrash. I'll pose the question here to those that are here, perhaps the wider public that are listening in. If someone can tell me Pshat. like the Gemara says, just like you don't want someone to do to you what you don't like, don't do to him what he doesn't like.
Yeah.
So the fact that I don't care about my covered, if he cares about his covered, I've got to respect him. So I'm never clear exactly the happening of Chazal. So the Medrash says, what do you do about such a type of person? So the Medrash says, the V'hafter Echad Kameich is not all inclusive. Because if someone doesn't care about himself, he won't care about someone else. So the Medrash says, Zeh Sefer Torah the Psalms, the Apostle can end the Parashat Bereishis. But Musa Lekim also, he said, Dal Mi Atam Avazeh. So the Medrash, Ben Azai, Tanchuma, so the Medrash is telling us there's a new idea. There's a new sibba, there's a new mechayev for treating someone with respect. Not so much as v'ato eich kameichem abdalach sanu. You don't want, what you don't like, don't do to him. Dal miyatum vase, it's a tzelem elokim. Give him kovod because he's a tzelem elokim. So this musig that the chashivos will be machsh of someone else, is a tzelem elokim. Treat him with respect. He might look different than you, might dress different than you, but he's got neshama. He's also embodied. He's also got a Tzelem Elokim. He's someone that the Rebbein Shem likes. Some of Hashem say that's why the apostle says, "V'hatu be'ech kamoicha ni Hashem." Not just I'm the one that commands. A bunch of commands everything. All mitzvahs. Ani Hashem, think of me. I am the Rabbeinu Shalem, and I created this person, and I like him, and he's got Tzelem Elikim. B'machshiv him.
When we look at the chitzenis, the superficial, we look at his clothing or his body, and we can sometimes get a very mistaken view of a person. If we realize that Tzelem Elikim has got a neshama, he's got his purpose in this world, no less than me and you. So you machshiv him. An interesting area, Chaim, I call it trying to tie in something to do with the Parshas. It's last week's Parsha, Parshas Koyach. Monday morning, we're still talking about Parshas Koyach. So I'm really looking at area, Chaim, I call it Parshas Koyach. But the Chaim points out, after the Maisa, that the 250 people were burnt to death, one of them, the Shomets. Vayidav at the beginning of chapter Yud Zayin. Vayidav Hashem al Moshe Lema Emor el Elozer v'Nahar Hakoyim. Tell Elozer, you should take the machtes, the pans on which they brought the ketores. This is Ezrei Holot. The kodesh. I could have almost told Moshe to tell Elozer what to do with his machtes. So why did he tell Elozer? Why didn't he tell Aaron himself? So Chaim says, why did he tell Elozer not Aaron? First of all, Aaron was Kohen Gadol. And therefore, it's something which comes on to pass for Aaron to do. But then he says, I'm married to Nakuta. He says like this. It was the whole thing hinged around the Aaron. Who should be the Kohen Gadol? Is it Korach or is it Aaron? For Aaron to do it, Arachim says like this. L'irotza Hashem shiyasa al yod ha'arum samachnis. The Rebbeinu did not want that Aaron should be the one that does it. So Chaim Shemeres also used to say with Pshat. What does Arachim mean? Koyach or the Reish Nish deserve the onus that they got. But it'd be, if for Aaron to do it, that would already be too much design for them. It's more, it means for the Baal HaMaisa himself, that I take revenge, that's already infringing on the Kovod HaBriyas, which that onus they don't deserve. And Rav Chaim Feligal lives on Kedarka with his Bekiyas, from Afushim Irim Brochas. When there was a whole meiser, without going into detail, that the Rebbe Gamliel had to step down from the Nasius because of the whole machlokes of Rebbe Gamliel and Rabbi Shua, and how he treated Rabbi Shua. So there's a whole deal on who should be the next Nasi. So the Gemara says, perhaps Rabbi Shua himself, and the end of it was Rabbi Lozman Azariah. And now that Chazal tells us about Harry Ben Shemeshonah. But why not Rabbi Shua? He was the Baal HaMaisa. It would have been too much bizoyin for Rabbi Gamliel that Rabbi Shua, the whole thing came about because of Rabbi Shua, the Ezel Smachem, says to me, where did I find such a thing? I am Parshas Koyach Emel Loz Ben Aaron, Kain, it wasn't Aaron, it was a loss. The day you saw from Meiri, Chaim Forever Toivik, it's a Meiri in Brochus. At the Baal HaMaisa, it's too much bizoyin. I'm already the Kechid. The fact that we say to Rabbi Shug, Tanoim, Grace Tanoim, and they were both alive then at the time, if we already see that even Koyrach was already dead, that he was a Baal HaMaisa who didn't want to do it, it's like, we see to what degree the whole Musa of Kovod HaBriyas goes. We're talking about people over here in this parasha, the Chatom and Avshesa. They didn't deserve that Einish. Kovod HaBriyas. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Amin. The Rambam discusses the whole union of Chesed. And the Rambam says that Goyim have not got the mid of Chesed, they're Achzorim. Ad kedei kach, if you find someone that hasn't got the mid of Rachmonus, of compassion, of feeling for someone else, yeshloch ushli yichusa, you've got to be boidik as yichus. Is he a yid or not? Perhaps there's something earlier back. Not being kind and having achzorish reflects on his whole yichus. Because yidin betevas and rachmonim. That's a hallmark of yid. Rachmonim vashonim gevin chasodim. Then the Ram adds, Ram penyud matas aniyim. Im lo yirachim ho'ach al ho'ach mi yirachim olav. The Ram says, Yisol v'amil v'alev, all yidin are ke'achim, they're not like brothers. Im lo yirachim ho'ach al ho'ach mi yirachim olav. If one brother doesn't feel for someone, who else should do? So Ram carries on saying, are we dependent on the game that hate us? So the Ram says,
Shesainim is on the right for my son, or we tell other aniyim dependent on them, but dependent on their brothers. So recently, this Ram wasn't censored. Talking about the Tetzel, that the Goyim don't look at it as being a chasson, didn't bother censoring it. They look at it as a cover, they look at it as part of their lifestyle, that's part of their mission in life, to be ready for us. It's never censored. Kol Yisrael v'aniv v'malem ke'achem heim. V'im lo yirachem v'achal achem yirachem olav. Why are we achem? Where's the mekele of achem? Shenem bonim atem Hashem alekeichem. We're all children of the Rebbeim, we've all got the same Father in heaven. So the Rambam is introducing again a new concept. The idea of rachmim on someone else is because I'm a son of the Rebbeim, he's a son of the Rebbeim, therefore we're achem. So till now we mentioned we based ourselves on this nekuda, we developed this theme that covered our brisa atzelam alikim. But there's another nekuda which the Rambam says hamachayim and chesed, because if we all come from the Rabbi Nishalim, we're children of the Rabbi Nishalim, we've all got a Nishmas al-Kabimal, and our Neshamas all connected to one another, that's a Machayim and Aches and a Bein Om L'Chavirei. So the Rambam is introducing a Bein Odom Nika Mokim Nika concept to be Machayim Bein Om L'Chavirei. Just like the Kovad Abrius is based on the Tzelem Alikim, we started off at the beginning that we look at Bein Om L'Chavirei, Bein Om L'Chavirei being two separate passages. It's two halves of a whole because they're both given by the Rebbeim. It's much more than that. The Mechayev of Benon and Lechaveira is based on the Tzelem Alekim. The Mechayev of Benon and Lechaveira and Rachman is because we're all born into the Rebbeim Shalom. We've all got a Nisham and we're all connected to one another. We don't look the same, some don't act the same, don't dress the same. We've all got Nishamas, we're all children of the Rebbeim Shalom. Vimla Yerachim, Ha'achim, Achim, Yerachim, Olaf. So Kovod Abrius is based on Tzelem Alekim. Rachmim is based that we're all children of the Rabbi Nishalelam. Bonim Atem Hashem Alekeichem. Taking this a stage further, how do we look at ourselves? I'd like to share with you a Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Emor. Ramban, the Pasuk is talking about Tumas Kohen. A Kohen got headed, is not allowed to be Matam himself. That's for Mes Mitzvah and Shiva Kraven. One of the Shiva Kraven is his wife. And the Pasuk says, Lo Yitam Baal V'Amov Leichalei. The Kohen is not allowed to be Matam himself. Baal V'Amov Leichalei. So Rashi translates, Chazal. Baal V'Amov, if he's married to someone Leichalei, that she profanes him, because she's also to marry, he's also to live with her, Kohen Tagrusha, then in such a case, when she dies, he's not allowed to be mitam himself. She was mechalim. She made him mechul. Lo yitam a baal ba'am of a husband. When ba'am of lechalin, she caused him to be profane, she caused him to be mechul, then he's not allowed to be mitam himself. The Ramban says a new pshat in posse. The Ramban says like this. He says, baal ba'am was a title. Baal ba'am was a ishchoshuv, a nichbod. It's called a baal ba'am of. The Kohen has to realize, why don't I want him to become Tomei? You're Choshuv. You've got a special Chashit supply, so you're Baal Ba'amov. For him to be Mechal himself means he can't make use of his Kedusha. Rabbi Ruchem, Minim Mashgiach, says in the Sefer Daas Torah, what's Pshat in Rambam? A Kohen Godel, a Kohen. He can eat normally, he can eat Truma, he can eat Kodshim, he can do Avodah Vesamikdash, if he's Tomei, he can't. So in other words, like this, by being Matama himself, when he doesn't need to be Matama himself, he's taking his Maida Sakdusha and putting himself in a situation they can't make use of it. So in other words, like this, or taking, perhaps expressing it even stronger than that, he's lowering his level, he's acting like a Yisrael. He's got a Maida of a Baal Ba'amov, and he's been Mechal, his Maida, but he's putting himself into a situation he can't use his Maile Yuchedus. His Maile Yuchedus of being a Kohen. His Maile Yuchedus is that he can eat Kodshim. And when he's told me he can't. So the Torah doesn't want him to be, he should be Matam himself. He's not doing anything wrong. Now that there's a Lav, it's Nissan. But why did the Torah ask it? Because I want him to remain. I want him to realize who he is. He's an Ish Nichbod. He's got his Tafkid is Kodesh. His Tafkid is to be in the Beis HaMikdash. His Tafkid is to be able to eat Tum and Kodshim.
And now that he's matan himself, he can't. He's lowering himself from what is from his madriga that he should be on, from his special position of kovod and kedusha what he has, and he's put himself in a matzav he can't act in the way that he should really act. He's a baal ba'amov and he can't be matan himself because that is chil. Again, a concept of chil does not necessarily mean he's profaning something. He's actually being mavaza something. He's being matamakotchim. But he's not making use of his maila. That's really that is called chulin. He's making himself chulin. He's making himself profane. He's acting like a yisrael when he could really be when he could be a kohen and he should be a kohen. Taking this a little bit further, we have to realize with ourselves as well. If we realize who we are, we're Yisrael. Some of you are fortunate to be Kohen of Levim as well. We're all Yisraelim, and we've all got a neshama. To act out of line, to act in a way, not the way Yisrael and Ayit should act, not the way Ben Toyo should act, not the way some of the Sashem and Toyo Mitzvahs, not the way some of the Rabbanim should act. I've taken someone that's choshuv, and I'm not acting the way I should act. So if I realize more who we are, it starts by perhaps realizing who someone else is. Sometimes you've got to start the other way. Realize who we are. We're not just our goof. We're here as a purpose in this world. We're here to Torah mitzvah. We're here in this world to keep Torah mitzvahs. We're here in this world to be the Rebbeinu's ambassadors to show the world what a true person is. There's a tibur where a boch bear once came. From time to time, he had to go to America fundraising for the yeshiva candidates. I think on one of his trips there, I think the mayor of New York came to the port to be makabel upon him. When he saw a boch bear, Aish Kodesh Ma'id, says someone that would have seen a boch bear could have never thought of Darwin's theory. Darwin's theory, I should find all the kids on Super Red what Darwin's theory is, that people like come from monkeys. If you see a Yidri boch bear, the Kedusha is upon him. The Kedusha was Ayid. There's no harm that such a person comes from a monkey. We've got to realize who we are. If we realize that we're Yisrael, I've got a neshama. How do I act? How do I even speak? Vulgar language, gasprach, slang, or other types of things. I'm not even talking about Dorim Asurim. But it's out of line from what we are. Lefia al-darg of what we are, we've got to give all to the achrayas, with the Rebbeinu's ambassadors, to act in a way that creates a Kiddush Hashem, a way that people see that whatever we do is what the Rebbeinu wants us to do. Our midas, our anhogas, our behavior to ourselves, how we look at ourselves, and how we treat other people. So there's the kovod abrias of other people, that how the kovod that we give them, and realizing that's because they're tzerim dalam yatam avase. Our chesed to other people is he's a brother, he's a son of the Rebbeinu Shalom. As a ben melech. We're all bnei malachim, all mamleches koinim v'goy kodesh. So just like a koyin that acts like a Yisrael, there's a law from the Yitam of Baal Ba'amov, I'm not making use of my kedusha, I'm putting myself in a situation where I'm not being mashim enough my speciality, and I'm acting out of line from what I am, and that's a b'chinu from the achil of my kedusha. For Yisrael, for any Yid, to act in a way that the Yid shouldn't act, and even if it's an edelkeit, even if it's something which is not osir, but I'm not playing the part. I'm not showing myself, I'm not showing other people, I'm not appreciating myself enough who we are, that we are Ben Yisrael, we are Mamlechus Kenu, we are Kodesh, that's the beginning of Leitam Baal Ba'amav. Is Godel Kovod Abriyas, Shadeicha, Kovod Abriyas is so special, because Kovod Abriyas gives us a different insight, looking at other people, how we act to other people, how we look at ourselves, and realizing more who we are, that's a Gevaltiga Machayev. It's like about to use covered that we're Mamlechus Kenu V'goy Kodesh, but at the same time it's a machayev. It requires of ourselves to realize who we are and to act in that way and to represent the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If we act in that way, then we're taka zeicha to be the Mamreches Kohen Gekodesh and the beloved children of the Rabbi.